And now I'm going to call up on someone that you guys all know. She wears so many different hats in this affiliate. She's handled registration all weekend on her own with some assistance out there. But she is a national board member. She is the national scholarship chair. She is the immediate past president of this affiliate. She does about 950 things for the affiliate. She is going to come and talk about the national scholarship program, the state scholarship program, as, I forgot to tell her this, the internships program. Patty Chang.
All right. By the way, I had lots of help at registration. Thanks to everybody. And it's good to be back at the mic. Sometimes I think it was easier when I was state president. Let's begin with the scholarship program. And I'm cognizant of time. So if I talk fast, I want you to remember two things, one of which Bob's already covered four times. So what's our state webpage? Yeah, nfbofillinois.org. Okay, that's how, if you can't remember what I say, that's how you find out about our internship program and our scholarship program at the state level. If you want to find out more information about our national scholarship program, that website, /, thank you, Candace, /scholar, the first time I've recognized your voice all weekend, but I got it this time, /scholarships with the S on the end, okay? On the national level, we give away 30 scholarships a year. They range in amount from $3,000 to $12,000, and that's not the end, because the last couple years, Google and Ray Kurzweil have added at least $2,000 to each award. So the minimum award on the national level, as long as I've been scholarship chair, has been $5,000 plus prizes. And if I gave you the whole list of prizes, it would take longer than the hotel would like, because they have to turn over this room at some point. All right, so what do you have to do to apply? Well, first of all, you need to meet four qualifications. Okay, the one I get the most questions on, you have to be blind, yes, in both eyes. So you gotta be legally blind in both eyes. You have to be a resident of the United States, Puerto Rico, or the District of Columbia. Gotta attend a school in one of the above. And the last one is you need to attend the entire national convention. If you meet those four qualifications, you submit an essay, two letters of recommendation, that all important state president's letter, so you got to get a hold of Miss Avant in Illinois. She will either designate someone to write a letter, or she will write a letter after doing an interview. Okay, when is all of this due? March 31st. I like quizzes. I want to make sure you're awake. It's all due March 31st, and that's midnight Eastern Standard Time. We're on Central, but it's due midnight Eastern Standard Time. So I love you students, but you love to wait till the last second. Don't do that. Okay, national program, easy enough. Get your stuff in. You got 5 months to apply. The application goes up, I'm told, at 12:01 tomorrow, November 1st. State program. Now, we've made it mirror the national program in terms of what you need to submit. In fact, you can submit the same essay, the same letters of recommendation. We will do a separate interview. The state scholarship chair is Debbie Stein. Debbie, are you in the room?
I am here.
Okay, so if you want to find Debbie sometime during this convention, not after this meeting because the scholarship committee is going to meet, but you can find Debbie and ask her more questions about the state. Now, same rule applies. You need to attend the entire, this time, state convention. We say it in our application. We send out emails to that effect. And I keep stressing this because it's really the thing we get the most questions on. And I appreciate why people ask. But yes, we do mean that you need to attend the entire convention for whichever program you're applying for. Okay. That's a quick, basic scholarship cheat sheet. You got more questions? Please, I'll talk until I'm blue in the face on scholarships. See me later. Now, internships. Our internship program, we're really excited about because we've actually revamped it. When we originally did this, the internship program, we mirrored it on scholarships, so we made everything due by March 31st, and we were just thinking in terms of a summer internship. And then, I don't know, Debbie and I were having a conversation at some point, and we're like, wait a minute, why did we do it that way? Or why are we doing it that way? And the answer was, with three things in a row, I don't know. So we sat down with Denise this summer, and we got approval from the board. Now the internship program is much more flexible. It doesn't have to be a summer internship. It doesn't have to be over a 4 to 6 week period. So you pull down the application. If you're interested in getting paid for doing a real job, we can either help you find a placement or you can find your own placement. You can submit a proposal to the committee. That proposal might be to do a certain number of hours over 20 weeks. It might be to do something over a break. It might be to do something over the summer, whatever. Look at the application. Try and formulate something that will work for you, okay? Now, you still do need to submit it a fair number of weeks before you intend to start your internship because the committee needs to review it. We need to find placement, et cetera, et cetera. But it's much more flexible. So please, if you're a student and you don't have that all-important first job on the resume, you know, the one that you need so that people don't say, but I can't hire you, you don't have any experience, this is a great way to get that first job on the resume. So pull down the internship app. We have some of them out at the info desk. We have flyers about the internship out at the info desk. And I don't think I have time for questions. Right?
You can take one or two if you want.
One or two, she says. See, I am brief. Give me your name.
Julietta.
Julietta Meyer, I presume.
Are you talking about just college?
Nope. We can do juniors, seniors in high school, and anyone who's college age.
Oh, great.
So I was actually telling Emma about this outside yesterday. Another one.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.